time in a good environment?
Then SFU's Vancity Office of Community Engagement and SFU's Office of Aboriginal Peoples are inviting you to join the singing and drumming workshops. Led by Russell Wallace, a composer, producer, and traditional Lil Wat singer, Salish singing and drumming workshops are free and open to everyone. Join Russell on October 18th, November 22nd, and January 12th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Gold Corp Center for the Arts, located on 149 West Hastings Street. For more information, visit sfuwoodwards.ca or find Salish Singing and Drumming Workshops on Facebook. Invite your friends.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service,
ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available,
and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourage students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harvard Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
Lawrence King, shot in the head by a classmate.
Robert Eads, died from cancer after being refused treatment from 20 doctors.
Angie Zapata, beaten to death.
Frederica Martinez, murdered with a 25-pound rock.
On November 20th, we observe the National Transgender Day of Remembrance as an opportunity for communities to come together and mark the passing of transgender people who have died because of hate.
Speak up when you hear hateful speech.
Tell your family and friends you're a transgender ally.
Fight for hate crimes legislation.
Tell your representatives in Congress to take a stand against discrimination.
Visit hrc.org/transgender to find out how you can help.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And from Toronto, that was a group called The Cosmic Range. That was a track off the album called New Latitudes. You heard the track called Barbara. Pretty out there, kind of psych, krautrock sounding jazz music. And once again, it's based out of Toronto. It's out on the E-Day Fixe record label, which is a pretty interesting label that puts out some pretty cool jazz music, a little bit more kind of out there sounding stuff. Check them out at edayfixerecords.com. You're currently listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And yeah, The Cosmic Range is made up of, well, it's mainly the work of one guy named Matthew Doc Dunn, and he actually contributes to a few kind of out there, more psych-oriented bands. He puts out a lot of work with a guy named Matt Valentine and Erica Elder, also known as MV and EE. They've put out quite a few long-form psych tracks, and I think they've had a few records on a couple different labels that I'm really interested in. Labels like Three Lobed, and let me see what else they got. All kinds of different stuff. Anyways, he has also put out some stuff with Sunburned Hand of the Man, as well as Woods. Once again, that's The Cosmic Range, and the track was called Barbara. And so we got a lot of stuff coming up for you in the next hour. Pretty wide range of stuff. Getting to a little bit more really experimental stuff towards the end of the hour. But to start it off, we're going to hear something from my homelands, and that's the area of southern Alberta. We were just sent in a station or a CD from the CKXU radio station, which is the University of Lethbridge radio station. It's a small university, I think about 7,500 people. Anyways, they have a campus station called CKXU. I used to be involved there. Anyways, their station manager, his name is Aaron Trazzo, and he's got a new album out with a group called Electric Few, which is made up of a few players out of Lethbridge. New EP that just came in, you're going to hear a track off of it called Caterwaul. And I think you can check this out on Bandcamp. I think it's Atrazzo. Bandcamp.com. Anyways, just Google A Trazzo and the Electric Few and you can check that out. And if you read Beatroot, if you check out the Beatroot AB website, you can check out a really nice profile on Aaron Trazzo and some of the work he's doing, as well as some of the kind of music that is involved with Lethbridge and how he's bringing a lot of music to that area. So after Aaron Trazzo, we can hear a another kind of psych-oriented band, a group called Wolf People. They're out on Jag Jaguar Records, which is a branch label of Secretly Canadian. Wolf People have a new album out called Ruins, and you're going to hear a track off of it. Something called... What did I have picked out? Something called Night Witch from Jag Jaguar Records. Wolf People are based out of the UK, and let me see, I'll have to do some more digging on this, but I'm not sure if it's their newest, or their latest, or their first release on this label, but we'll have to see. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here, and right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Southern Alberta, and something from Aaron Trazzo and the Electric Few, and go check out the website, ckxu.com, and you can probably check out some new music from the Lethbridge area. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Aaron Trazzo and the Electric Few. Grip on it. The world comes apart at the
It's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Arbor, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
Do you have no direction?
Are you trying to make sense of this absurd existence that we experience on a daily basis?
Do you wish to find meaning in this existential quagmire that is the daily grind?
Well, come on down to CITR for Volunteer Wednesdays from 11 to 1 p.m. every week and find your meaning in life. No experience is necessary, so what are you waiting for, Sisyphus? Life is knocking.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was a band out of the UK called Wolf People, and you heard the track called Night Witch, believe it or not. The amount of times you said it in the title, it's hard to believe. Anyways, they have a new album out on Jaguar Records, branch label of Secretly Canadian, and the album is called Ruins. Before that, you heard something from Lethbridge with Aaron Trazzo and the Electric Few, and you heard a track called something off an EP called, you heard a track called Caterwaul, and I do believe it's just a self-titled release, and the album artwork was done by Roger Burnsma, which is a skateboarder based out of Lethbridge, who's of some notoriety down there. So up next, you're going to hear a mainstay record label that I play quite often, and that's Constellation Records out of Montreal. They're very effective for the show since they're Canadian-based, and they play a whole bunch of post-rock. And one of their latest releases is by a group called, they're Montreal and they're French. They're called Avec le Soleil Sortant de sa Bouche. Horribly butchering that, but check out cstrecords.com and you can see how it's spelled out. Once again, they're a Montreal group, and they have a really kind of a funky, kind of jazzy, krautrock type sound, kind of hypnotic, and it's made up of some members of different projects based in Montreal, such as bands called Red Mass, Pastrick Chick, Set Fire to Flames, and numerous other Constellation-related bands. Anyways, they have a new album that just came into the station. It's called Post Pure Pop, and it's translates to I Love You So Much. You can hear a track off of that, something called Alez et Marguerite. Anyways, it's a really long sentence, so I'm just not going to butcher it, and I'm just going to say it's a track off their new album. So we'll hear this track and then we'll see what we get to after that. So anyways, right here on CITR, and this is new stuff from Constellation Records, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was brand new stuff from Constellation Records and a track from a group called Avec Les Soleils de sa Bouche. That was the album called I Love You So Much. And the name of the track, well, I'm not going to bother with the name of the track. I'll just butcher it too much. Anyway, check out the website, cstrecords.com, and you could find a track listing and stuff like that. And they're based out of Montreal. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and hope everyone's doing pretty good on this January, first week of classes. And if you're looking for something to do this semester here at UBC, a great way to enhance your degree is to volunteer with a campus organization. It's a great way of meeting people and enhancing your degree, I guess. Head to CITR and you can find out different ways you can get involved. You can write for a Discorder, you can poster for shows, you can apply to get your own radio show, all kinds of different stuff. And head to our website, citr.ca, or come into the Students' Union building and drop by. And I think they're doing station tours on Wednesdays, as what the ad had mentioned recently. So up next, you can hear a new 7-inch from Grouper, which is the work of Liz Harris. She's based out of Portland. She makes some really beautiful, haunting, atmospheric, kind of dreamy pop. Anyways, she has a new EP out called Paradise Valley, which is just a 2-track album. Previously, she put out an album in 2014, so this could be, I don't know, signs that there's going to be a full album coming up soon. So you can hear a track off of it called Headache, and then after that you can hear an artist that I've been checking out quite a bit lately, and it's from a record label called Blackest Ever Black Records, and one of their latest releases is something from the Australian singer named Carla Del Forno. She has an album out called You Know What It's Like. And you can hear a track, well, the title track of the album. It's kind of gloomy, it's kind of dark and haunting sound with a really kind of low in the mix vocals. Once again, that's Carla Del Forno. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a brand new stuff from Grouper. This track is called Headache. Thank you. And from Carla Del Forno, that was a track called You Know What It's Like, the title track of the album that just was released on the Blackest Ever Black record label. And Carla Del Forno is an Australian-based singer. And this is her, I think it's her first release on the record label. Anyways, Blackest Ever Black is a really great label based out of London. And it's fronted by, run by the guy named Kieran Sande, who was a ex-deputy editor of Fact magazine. Really, really great label. If you haven't checked them out, check them out at blackesteverblack.com. Some artists that I really like on this label are Lustmord, as well as Bremen, Caroline K, Ashtray Navigations, Pete Swanson, Purion, and latest was the Raimi album that came out not too long ago. Anyways, before that, you heard new stuff from Grouper. You heard a 7-inch called Paradise Valley. You heard a track called Headache. And I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And Matmos is a duo based out of San Francisco. It's made up of MC Schmidt as well as Drew Daniel. They're really forward-thinking electronic group that kind of dabbles in glitchy sounds and recorded sounds that are just heavily manipulated. Some of their albums are often concept-based. For instance, the Rose Has Teeth in the Mouth of a Beast album that came out in 2006 was entirely based on, it was based on artists or gay artists that had an influence on the couple. Prior to that, some of their albums were concept albums that were based on manipulated sounds from found objects. Or found recordings, I should say. Their first album, let me see, what was it called again? Oh, A Chance to Cut is a Chance to Cure, as well as Quasi-Objects. Those albums were based on manipulated found sounds. The Chance to Cut album is an album that's actually entirely made up of surgical sounds and machines used for surgery. So it's pretty interesting. Their latest release, called Ultimate Care 2, follows that concept. And Ultimate Care 2 is a album that's made up of entirely made up sounds from a washing machine. They process the sounds through a MIDI and they applied all kinds of different effects to it. You can hear a track off of it. That's just called Excerpt 5, I think is what I had queued up. Yeah, Excerpt 5 is what I have queued up. And this album came out on Thrill Jockey Records. Previously, they had put out stuff on Matmos, or on Matador Records, but their most recent stuff has been out on Thrill Jockey. After that, you can hear something from a group called Psychic Pollution, that's based out of Victoria. They just recently sent us their CD. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Matmos. This track is called Ultimate Care 2, Excerpt 5. Thank you.
After 9 weeks of live performances, Shindig, CATR's annual Battle of the Bands, is moving into semifinals. Come out to Shindig January 10th to see Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair, the 17th to see Carousel Scene, Jerk in the Can, and Pavel, and the 24th to see Jock Tears, Tiny Sprout, and Mirepoix. The semifinals are every Tuesday of January at Pat's Pub. As always, there will be an opportunity to win beverages for jokes or fun facts. Shindig is sponsored by AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print. All three shows will be amazing, and you'll want to be there to see which of these three local artists will move into the final round. Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CATR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Most recent track you heard was something from Psychic Pollution, based out of Victoria, and it's the work of a guy named Jay Sherman. Check out psychicpollution.bandcamp.com for more. You heard the track called Pseudo Escape Measure, and it's off the AI Existential Intelligence Report. Before that, you heard something from Matmos with a track called Excerpt 5 off the Ultimate Care 2 concept album out on Thrill Jockey Records. And once again, that was the distorted sounds from a Ultimate Care 2 washing machine. So up next, it's been a while since I played some pretty harsh noise, and that's what you're going to hear next. And you're going to hear a band called Flutter. And Flutter existed in the mid-90s, and it was heavily involved in the Michigan noise scene. There was quite a bit of noise that came out in the American Midwest, and so the kind of the epicenter was some of Michigan, as well as Detroit, being the center for Wolf Eyes and all their projects that they've been involved with. And some of the main albums that were put out were on the American Tapes label. Sounded a whole lot like the Flutter sound. Anyways, Flutter have a album that was, well, a compilation that was released recently by Hospital Productions. It's called There Was a Light, and it's a whole bunch of releases from 1995 to 1999 by the band called Flutter. You can hear a track of it called Determined to Act in Good Faith, and it's quite noisy, quite chaotic, and very heavy, kind of granular electronic sound, similar to some of the early work of Merzbow. Before he started using laptops, and his sound became so dominated by laptops. Anyways, we'll hear this track, and then we'll see what we get to after that. Might just play this track, and then we'll see. But anyways, it's a little bit of a heavier, intense track, so maybe turn down the volume just a slight bit. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Flutter.
Yeah.
And that was something from Flutter and a track off the There Was a Light compilation. And you heard a track called Determined to Act in Good Faith. So thanks for tuning in next week, or this week. I'll be back next week with some more great programming. And keep it locked on CHR for more great programming with The Medicine Show coming up at 11. And as always, head to our website for a running list of tracks that I have played. So right here on, or keep it locked on CHR for more great programming.
Musqueam 101 is a community meal and speaker series that brings together the knowledge of two communities, Musqueam and UBC. It provides an opportunity for Musqueam community members to meet educators and participate in the academic culture of UBC.
The night begins with a catered meal and then a guest speaker presents on a subject relevant to the community at Musqueam, or First Nations more generally. Each presentation is followed by a group question period and discussion of the week's topic.